This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stand by for Dr. Rick. He's coming your way in about 8 minutes or so. Might even go to the break a little early so we can get some extra time with him. Story here from the New York Post.
Wait. What? We have an astute listener that did the math.
It's $796 or $56.
$252 a year. Mm-hmm. If it's really been 4 years, it's over $1,000.
I don't want to talk about it. I will remind everyone listening.
Think about what you could have done with that money.
Check your subscriptions.
Bought a rower.
Go into settings. Go into PayPal.
Maybe an e-bike.
Go into your bank account. Check your subscriptions because the subscription that I had.
Maybe a Roomba.
For Microsoft. I thought was like for the cloud or something for work. I didn't know what it was. And it turned out it was for a gaming subscription, and I assure you, of all the things that I am, gamer is not on that list.
Have you canceled that subscription?
I did today. Can I get my money back, Sam?
No.
Why?
Because you signed up for it.
When?
And paid.
I don't even have any recollection or understanding
that
I signed up for that.
That's not their problem.
Tell it to a judge.
Won't they say, okay, we looked back and she's never used this?
No, because what they're going to do is recognize that one of your sons got you to sign up for it or borrowed your phone and signed up for them. And just because you haven't used this. So
they're not out any money.
So I belong to a gym,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You remember when over the winter when I broke my toe?
Yes.
I couldn't go to the gym for 6 weeks.
Right.
Guess what still got charged to my credit card?
All right.
Just because I didn't use it didn't mean I didn't belong to it.
Actually, most nationwide gyms live off that model.
Yep.
That
the
you're going to sign up in January.
The lesson has been learned.
Have we started budgeting?
Yes, 100%, Sam.
Good.
I'm getting really good at it. This was the last little hurdle.
Can you describe what Dana's budgeting looks like?
Yes, Johnny could describe that in detail because he's so good at it. And I am so bad at it. He walked in and I go, guess what? He said, what? I go, I just uncovered something troubling. And Shamir is helping me sort it out that I believe I have been paying unbeknownst to me $20 a month for this stupid thing. I don't even know what it is.
21.
He was like, okay, what have we learned?
Dana's budgeting. Number gets low. Panic ensues.
That's exactly what old Dana would have done. Oh my God, when do we get paid?
So are you going through your line item?
Yes.
Going through and saying, okay, do I need this? Do I need that?
This was the last subscription I didn't understand. Well, we've gotten rid of everything else except New York Times, Kansas City Star. There's like three, but they're Roku, which we have to watch TV. That's it.
And then let's go over the streaming services.
We're all on board with those.
There was a time where you had two Netflix accounts.
Not anymore. I've gotten rid of all of that.
You have Netflix?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what else?
I got rid of HBO Max. I've got...
No, what do you have?
Prime.
You have Prime, okay.
That's it? We are down to bare bones,
Scott.
You don't
have Apple TV?
Nope.
You don't have Peacock?
Nope.
Textline is saying you can call and request a refund. You are more than welcome to call and request a refund.
Yep.
As someone with a lot of experience with Microsoft gaming, I've had an Xbox since I was like, I don't know, 11. You're welcome to call.
Yeah.
You can call. You can call again. You're not going to get a refund.
No, you're not.
You don't think so?
No.
No.
You're welcome to ask if you would like to spend more of your time, and time is money.
I did. I was untangling this for about an hour today, you guys. But I'm telling you this story to urge you to do the same thing, to see what you have coming out of your account or going on to your American Express, and you don't even know what it is.
I know what I spend my money on.
I do now. I'm now that I know, I know.
By the way, $1,008 to be precise.
Oh, God.
Could have bought a rower, to repeat myself.
That would have paid for half of a trip to GR Solaris.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's why we're getting rid of all those things.
Huh. Two plane tickets to Biloxi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, that's what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd you enjoy your gaming?
Let's get you back to gaming. I went, Shamir, I'm not a gamer. I've never been a gamer, and that's not something I need to get back to because I was never there.
Story here from the New York Post says that the president is poised to extend the TikTok ban deadline again. This would be for the third time as the U.S. and China continue to meet. It expires, the deal where they have to sell off their American portion of TikTok, which is run by ByteDance, is supposed to occur on June 19th. But the president is thinking about extending that. The only reason I mention that is because a lot of you are on TikTok. I am not. I've never understood it. I do Facebook Reels, and I'm happy.
So you get the same videos 2 weeks later.
Yeah. And but I don't know that I'm getting them 2 weeks later, so I don't care.
Yeah.
Couple things. Speaking of subscriptions, the one I mentioned, the New York Times, I do have the New Yorker because the Daily is incredible. There is an incredible article this week, and I'm going to post this on social media, called Amelia Earhart's Reckless Final Flights, where they are reexamining the aviator's path to the Pacific. And we spoke with the friends at the Earhart Museum in Abilene, remember?
Atchison.
Because they thought they had maybe spotted her plane on the ocean floor. It was a rock formation that looked like an airplane. It turns out it was not. But so many people locally are engrossed with this story because of the local connection. And they are calling this a deeply engrossing piece from this week's issue, exploring how her aviation career was largely orchestrated by her media-savvy husband, who at the time was pushing her to take greater and greater risks, quote, despite her lack of experience as a pilot. The crash in Hawaii, just one of the many warning signs that those around her ignored ahead of what would be her famous fatal flight. I will post that on social because it's fascinating.
When we get back, a conversation with Dr. Rick. You know him, the specialist who tries to teach you not to be your parents, from the Progressive commercials. Dr. Rick joins us when we return here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're at the movies and we need to silence our phone. Who knows where that button is?
I don't have silent.
Everyone does, right up here.
It happens to all of us. We buy a new home and we turn into our parents. What I do is help new homeowners overcome this.
Was that an adjustable spanner? Good choice, Steve.
Okay, don't forget, you're not assisting him. You hired him. You have nowhere to sit. You have too many.
Who else reads books about submarines?
My dad.
Yeah.
Oh, those are...
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I have been looking forward to this interview for a very, very long time. My former journalism partner at KU, and now Dr. Rick, Bill Glass, joining us on the KMZ Hotline. Hello, friend.
Hello, friend. How are you? Long time coming. I need to apologize to you and Dana. When you guys reached, or when Dana and you guys were talking about the show early on, I was scared. I was new to the campaign, but now we're in it, and it's a pleasure to reconnect and chat with you, bud. How are you guys doing?
We are so thrilled to have you on, Bill. And, you know, I never had the pleasure of meeting you in J school at KU because I'm much, much younger than you and Scott. But I wish I had been there around that time. I missed you by, 2 years, Scott? Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, if you Google Dr. Rick today, do you know what the first thing is that pops up? It made me laugh out loud.
Well, I'm guessing, because I've been getting this from a lot of people, it's that I'm 80 years old.
How old is he is one of the questions, but it's not the number one question. The number one question is Dr. Rick real? And my friend, that means you have hit the jackpot, because people think you are real.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you for letting me know that. I don't know if I should be proud of that
or horrified.
Or what, but yeah, or horrified that people think I'm real. But no, Dr. Rick is not real. I'm just an average dude wearing a lip cardigan or a lip scroll, trying to make a living. But that's awesome.
Bill, how did you become Dr. Rick?
Just the standard auditioning process, bud. A couple years before I came back full-fledged, I was in a spot for them in like a church gym setting, kind of being the leader of the group. And I got cut out of that spot, except the internet version. And then they decided a couple years later to try to bring the character back, and I auditioned for it. And after 2 days of improvising with every actor that they brought in, I was kind of improvising with everybody and doing sort of a chemistry thing to see if I could pull it off. I landed the job.
I have so many questions for you. And I don't know if it's because of our age, which, all kidding aside, we are all about the same age. These ads are so funny. Bill, mm-hmm. I laugh out loud when Tom is talking to you through the bathroom door. It just resonates with all of us, because we all have aging parents. I mean, even though I'm 51, my parents are in their 70s. My mom calls memes maymays. So we all have these people in our lives, and you don't want to become that person. But then as we age, we do, where you find yourself like in the Home Depot aisle talking to the random guy. It's so relatable.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think I think I called it like a triple dip, meaning like kids are making fun of their parents, right, who are turning into sort of the grandparents ahead of them. So the kids see dad acting like grandpa, right? And then the grandparents are laughing back at their own kids who are catching up to them in age, right? And then the people sort of maybe our age are laughing. We're laughing at ourselves. We're like, oh, my God, I'm actually turning into my dad or my mom. So it's, I really think it's hitting almost like three generations. And then if you go back to the beginning, I mean, we started airing at the beginning of COVID, you know, so there was all this heavy fare about COVID. And I think, you know, this goofball in a mustache was kind of sitcom lightheartedness, but in the commercial breaks. And I think people resonated with it.
There's one where you're at the head of a seminar way back during COVID times. You're holding this seminar, How to Not Become Your Parents. And you say to the crowd, if you printed out directions to get here, you're in the right place.
Yes. I've got to, Dana, I got to tell you, that's one of my favorite lines ever. That is, people ask me what my favorite commercial is. I think the seminar one, that one might be it, man. That one might be it. And mainly because of that opening line, that was one of my favorite ones.
Do you now contribute to the, like, I know there are writers, but like you live this too. So are some of the ideas yours?
Well, not the ideas, but we get to, so we'll do, we'll cover the script, you know, that the ad agency writes, and you'll find, you know, a lot of comedians or comedic directors work this way where it's just, okay, we got to get the script, but then let's play around for a minute. You know, we used to play around more at the beginning, you know, it's gone down a little bit, but so to answer your question, yeah, I get some improv in, but I couldn't tell you what's mine and what's theirs. I haven't really kept score. You know, I might look at a spot and go, oh yeah, I remember I came up with that, but as long as it ends up funny and you guys are laughing and talking about it, I'll take it.
Bill, can I play you my favorite Dr. Rick commercial and then get your input on the other side?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show, my friend.
Well, you're our guest, so hang on, buddy. Here it is.
Let's do it.
Okay. When you turn around, you're going to see someone.
You have a turkey and cheese.
Let's imagine that LL Cool J has a bubble around him. Do we want to be
inside?
Hey,
I'm Keith.
There are some situations that young homeowners turning into their parents just can't handle.
Yep, there he is. There's my nephew. Very now, I got a video of him playing piano.
That's not how you take a selfie.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle.
The LL spot is so good.
Thanks, man.
Bill, can you go anywhere now? Like when you find yourself in the airport, you were in town for the Big Slick, and thank you for your support of Children's Mercy here.
$4.5 million.
$4.5 million raised, incredible. And, and my good friend Kathy Nelson said you were the one she wanted to talk to. Surrounded by all those stars, she said, I could not wait to meet Bill Glass. Can you go anywhere or in the airport, are people now stopping you and making jokes?
I can go everywhere, and here's what, but first off, I want to say Kathy Nelson is one of the sweetest people in the world.
Yeah.
And she was such a pleasure to meet, and I love her, but moving on from that, I can go anywhere I want because without the mustache, nobody recognizes me.
Is that a fact? Is that the truth?
That is a fact. And also out here in LA, like I'm a commercial actor, bro. I appreciate that you guys love it and I'm proud of it, but you'll see famous, you know, more famous people walking down the street here in LA that people would be willing to stop for. I don't make the list here. Now I have to say this, the wonderful people at Big Slick, and that was a transformative experience. If your listeners can donate to Big Slick, I hope they will, because I mean, it was inspirational, transformative. It was my first year and it was amazing. But, in Kansas City, people thought it was neat, you know, even without the mustache. So it was nice for people to come up and say, I really love your commercials and want to take a picture. So outside of LA, that was kind of a nice reaction, you know, to know that I'm making people laugh and they're enjoying the commercials. But I can walk anywhere I want. I'm pretty good.
Well, the anonymity is still in place. The gold of these commercials, though, is it doesn't, you know, we've all been there when you're sitting at home watching your favorite TV program and they go to commercial break. That's your chance to get up, go to the restroom, get something out of the fridge, you know, go change the laundry over, whatever. When I see a Dr. Rick commercial, that's content to me.
It makes you want to watch.
That's a continuation of whatever it is that I'm watching at the time. It doesn't feel like I'm watching a commercial, which obviously is the goal for any advertiser, but it doesn't feel like I'm watching a commercial.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for that. That's the highest compliment that I get is when people say I don't fast forward through your commercial. That is the highest compliment because people are paying for services to avoid commercials, you know?
Right.
So for people to say they don't fast forward through it is wonderful. I feel like we're a little, you know, this is the closest I've come at this point to a sitcom. So it's my little 30-second sitcom, and our ensemble and the people I get to act with are fantastic and really funny improvisers in their own right. So I just appreciate that, man. I'm glad it feels like maybe not a commercial that you can sit and not go to the bathroom for.
I can't believe I'm going to ask a question that sounds like I'm out of one of your ads, but it's kind of like when someone says, sure. Oh, you're from Chicago. Do you know so-and-so? Is there like a, like not a support group, but do you hang out with the other commercial character actors? Cause there's a handful of them and they've been in the news too.
Well, I mean, it used to be when we would go to auditions in person and that stopped a handful, that's when I would see my guys.
Yeah.
Like for 15, 20 years, I've been auditioning against, if you want to call it that, like the same guys. And all of us have never, or I'll say a majority of us, I don't view it as a competition and I never have. Like everyone's going to get the one that fits them,
right?
You know? So, a support group, no, but we would catch up certainly, you know, during auditions or waiting to go in for auditions and learn about the births of our kids and where's everybody going to school and how's softball going and T-ball and all that stuff.
Right.
So I do miss that. And so we did have it kind of was a support group. We could talk about the ups and downs of acting, but not a formal one. No, I'm not going to a church gym, like I said, in the first spot, and there's not a bunch of character actors around lamenting, boy, I really want to be a garbage man on a sitcom someday, although I would take it, you know.
So I'll tell you, Bill, they're crazy if they don't make a movie out of this character. Yeah. They're crazy.
And Bill, we got to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Can you hold on for one more segment? Do you mind?
I'll stay as long as you guys want me to stay. Okay. I appreciate it.
I want to touch on that when we get back. What is the future of Dr. Rick? Is it just progressive commercials or is there a sitcom or maybe even a movie?
Maybe we could join the actual support group.
913. We're not taking calls. We're just talking to Dr. Rick. We'll continue with our conversation in just a moment here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We've got my good friend Bill Glass, a.k.a. Dr. Rick, joining us on the KMZ Hotline. And Bill, right before the break, Dana had a great question. Is Dr. Rick exclusive to the commercial world, or are there talks to make it a sitcom or, dare I say, even a movie?
Well, it's been brought up, like, by, I guess, people who enjoy it. I mean, even I myself, my cast, like, people, I don't know, who enjoy it are like, you guys should do that. But I don't think they will. There's no indication that they will. But Progressive is totally in control of that idea or what they want to do with it.
Right.
Now, I will say this. If your listeners want to see me in a sitcom, go find me on Instagram and boost my follower count.
Yeah.
Because the Hollywood is run by the algorithm and not by talent or good commercial campaigns. So the reality of a 54-year-old who doesn't know how to use social media is maybe kicking my career in the biscuit a little bit. So if your listeners love the spots, go goose my follower count and maybe I can get on a sitcom outside of Dr. Rick.
Well, you're also a comedian, Bill. Remind everybody, like, you are a hilarious, and that is a tough road. Like, we know comedians, well, we've interviewed comedians. You're also just naturally a funny guy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's the highest compliment. But I never really did stand up. I was never a part of something that you could really take on the road. I was doing improv. So I did improv in Chicago. So that's more, you know, local and doing make-em-ups. And that's
Second City, right, Bill?
Well, I took classes at Second City. Don't get upset if I say that I worked there, but I took classes at Second City and I performed at a place called Improv Olympic in Chicago, which where I got so much stage time and I was getting to be, I was there during a great time. Like Tina Fey was there. Amy Poehler was there.
Wow.
Dave Koechner was there. Neil Flynn was there. Brian Stack was there. I mean, the list of like Conan writers and SNL veterans and just comedy legends that I got to learn from and just see them risk everything and not be afraid to fail and go for the laugh was probably the best training I've ever received. So I don't do a lot of improv anymore. You know, it's great for auditions and obviously I'm set.
Yep.
I feel comfortable throwing something out there. But improv, if any young actors in Kansas City are listening and you're thinking about it, go take an improv class is the first thing I would say. You know, that's a great way to just be able to think on your feet and have some fun.
Yep.
Bill, I'm asking you this question not as Bill Glass, but as Dr. Rick. From the text line, very important question here, Dr. Rick. Is Dr. Rick married and does he have children?
for the writers, I don't know if I'm allowed to answer as Dr. Rick because they control me. They control the character. But as Bill Glass, I can say I don't believe I've been given a wife and kids yet. So maybe down the road, George went, we never saw, you know, Norm, we never saw his wife.
Yeah.
And so maybe I'll have a Vera in the background at some point.
Vera, that's right.
But the writers have not let me in on that, that intention yet. So I don't know is basically the answer.
So let me ask you this, because you got to hang around with all of the other actors during Big Slick. What was that like? Not that you didn't hang out with Jason Sudeikis anyway, maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but what was that experience like?
You know what? It was, again, you can't really describe the event. Everyone there was an amazing human being. Yeah. Like you think Hollywood and you're going to run into one or two people that maybe are just too cool for school. But to a person, everyone was lovely and they were there to serve the event. And I think that's part of the reason why it was transformative. Like everybody gets it. Everybody was there to raise money for the kids. It's called Serious Fun, I think was one of the hashtags where we're having fun, but for a very serious cause. And everyone was so kind to get to chat with Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis and buddies with Stone Street and everyone there, Heidi Gardner, Dave Koechner. They're all just wonderful. And Robert Riggle, all wonderful hosts. And then everyone that came, the musical acts, all of us that were up there were just really kind people. And they get it. And they knew why we were there. And I have one favor to ask your audience.
Yeah.
At the end of the auction, everyone was donating $1,800 for a young man who passed away. And I forgot to write his name down, so yep. The big slick guys are going to kill me. But he donated his last Peter Vincent, I believe.
Got it.
Donated his last $1,800 to fight children's cancer. Huh. And what I posted on Instagram, and I think this is fair to ask of your listeners, is go donate $18. $18 on behalf and in his honor to Big Slick or Children's Mercy. And I think it would mean a lot. And that family, I'm going to try to not cry while I talk about it, but that family is just a vision of courage and grace. And anything your listeners can do to support Big Slick or Children's Mercy would be more than welcome. But it was a great event. The celebrities, to answer your question, the celebrities and athletes and everyone that was there were wonderful people.
Well, we hope you come back. And I just looked up Peter Vincent, and you are right. A cellist, a Boy Scout, an athlete, a chess player, and a fighter. It said, while bravely undergoing treatment for cancer at Children's Mercy, Peter chose to give back. He started his own fundraiser and donated every penny of the $1,800 to help other kids like him. He passed 2 weeks before the event. So please, if you can support that, $18 to Big Slick KC.
$18. Just, I know not everyone can donate $1,800, but I thought, let's just take the $100 off of it and try to raise, you know, $18 at a time.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry. Thanks for indulging me on that one.
Well, of course. It's a small world. You're friends with Eric Stone Street. I played high school football against Eric Stone Street in the late 1980s. That's how small this world is.
All right. And let me say one more thing about this event. I'm going to tell one story, and I'm sorry if I'm going over the segment.
Not at all.
But so at the event in the T-Mobile Center, you know, you've got your big donors that are donating, you know, $100,000, $50,000, and no disrespect to them. Those are hugely important donations. They are transformative and they're beautiful. But I'll tell you what, and again, in honor of Peter, when it was asked of the crowd who can donate $1,800 to match what he donated, the sea of paddles that went up in the T-Mobile Center gave me hope for humanity. And again, I'm going to try not to tear up talking about it, but Kansas City truly stepped up. There was just a sea of paddles for $1,800 a pop.
Wow.
And again, I love the big donors. No disrespect is meant, but it was just heartwarming. So sorry to go on about it, but that event really meant a lot to me as a first timer. It was a really great event, and your community really shined bright there in Kansas City, and you guys should know that.
Are you coming back?
Well, yeah, I would. I hope I'm coming back next year. If you're
you
talking
will,
about
you
that.
Will be invited back, Bill.
I'll come back whenever for any, like, again, I'm dipping my toes into charity events and golfing charity events. Because to be of service, while I have a little bit of a platform with the mustache guy, I dig it. You know, if I can help people out even a little bit, make people laugh and maybe get some dollars going in the right direction, that's really fulfilling. So I'd like to think I'll be back. I tried to talk our friend Kathy into maybe getting me to throw out the first pitch at the Royals game.
Amen.
Who's going to be your catcher?
Uh-huh.
I was just going to say, I don't know, we'll have to work out a visit or something. Well, you talk to Kathy. You know her better than I do. And I'm putting her on the spot right now on her radio in her town. So
we will get that done, Bill. Look, I've thrown out a first pitch with Scott. If I can throw out a first pitch, you can throw one out once a week as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, it was really refreshing to be back in Kansas City. And like I said, keep supporting that event. It means a lot. Yeah. Children's Mercy is at, like, Children's Mercy is at the tip of a lot of innovation in cancer research on a genetic level. Your money is going to the right place. So I love that. I was, and let's be clear, I was just one dude. I was a very small part of it. The hosts and their families putting that event together over these 16 years are really the heroes and the volunteers. But to be even a small part of it was awesome. So thanks for letting me chat about it a little bit.
Last funny question, Bill. Are you allowed to grow your own mustache, or is the mustache like its own thing where you can't look it in the eye and you can't talk about it?
The mustache is a divorceable offense in my house. My wife has told me that if I even attempt to grow a mustache, I will be not only on the couch, but maybe in the yard. So facial hair is a big marital no-no here.
Really?
So I'm really, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Like she's like, I'm glad that thing is fake. And if they ever ask you to grow your own, the answer is no.
Does she ever, like when your commercials come on, does she make you turn the channel?
No, my entire family just rolls their eyes.
Right. Right.
They just roll their eyes. Like, I'm not cool to anyone in my family. You know,
it's I get it.
That's what dad does. Or that's what my wife's been listening to this crap for years. And so have my kids and my family. They're like, we all saw it around the dinner table and at Christmas that you were an idiot. Now the world's getting to see it. So.
Now the world's getting to see it.
We'll just end with reminding everyone, Dr. Glass, that we would like to give them permission. If you have a live, laugh, love sign in your home, it's okay to throw that away.
Yeah, now would be the time.
Let's get it done together.
Let's walk around the house together and just pull down the signs.
Well, I need to get home tonight and wash my trash cans.
Oh, you shut up. You shut up. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
Bill, it's so great to catch up, man. Thank you so much for your time.
And thank you guys for loving the spots. And yeah, it's great to hear your voice again, man. And congratulations on hitting your home run and living your dream of being on the radio, man. It's really cool to see how well you guys are doing. And nice to meet you, Dana. And hopefully I'll get to meet you when I come out to KC.
Next year, let's do it.
All right, Bill Glass, right. A.K.A. Dr. Rick. Thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Thanks, bud.
All right,
bye.
All right, that is Dr. Rick here on the Dana Parks program on KMBZ.
I can ask for discounts on floor models, demos, or displays.
Shopping malls can be a big trigger for young homeowners turning into their parents.
You ever think about the storage operation a place like this must rely on?
No.
They just sell candles and they're making overhead. You know what kind of fish those are?
No.
Don't be coy. Koi fish.
It can be overwhelming. Think a second. Have we seen this shirt before?
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
But you know what? I'm still going to get it.
We're not making a topic of it because it's like every day there's something new, but just an update real quick on the stadium plans. Missouri's stadium plan has passed its first major test in the state Senate. Yesterday, the Senate Fiscal Committee passed a bill by a vote of 6-3. It now heads to the Senate floor, where it is expected to be met with a lot of opposition. If passed, the Kansas City Chiefs will consider spending more than $1 billion to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. Otherwise, the franchise could head to Kansas, where the owner, Clark Hunt, wants to build a dome on the other side of the state line.
It was funny over the weekend. There was a prominent political figure in the metro who said that Kansas Star bonds were fake in his eyes.
What? Who said that?
What?
A prominent political figure.
Here's another update, Scott.
Tell that to the Speedway.
Speaking of the Speedway, why do cars keep crashing into the Veterans Hall in Excelsior Springs?
Okay.
Authorities are looking for answers. From the Kansas City Star today, most people consider a car crashing through the roof of a building to be a rare occurrence. So two such crashes in the same roof in 3 months is raising alarm bells in Excelsior, particularly to representatives of the Clay Ray Veterans Association, who had to close their building after the first crash in February. And then, as you heard on this program, were reopening last week when a second car went careening Dukes of Hazzard style into that building. Chris Stahl, the president of the Clay Ray Veterans Association, says the building was literally weeks away from reopening when the second crash happened again. The first time, by the way, it was $350,000to fix it.
They had to do was put some finishing touches paint the ceiling.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
So, and no more ceiling.
The construction has prevented the hall that houses several veterans groups from generating income from Friday night bingo, the bar, like all of those things. They all got together and met multiple times this week to try and figure out what to do. They're talking about a concrete barricade in front of the building on the road that would stop any vehicle. But city officials didn't agree with that. They said a barricade would have killed the drivers. Well, I would argue that flying 90 feet into the air and crashing into a building could also kill a driver.
What they really need to do, and we talked about this with the officer there in Excelsior Springs, is somehow make a obvious transition from the highway to Linwood Boulevard right there, or Linwood Avenue, whatever it is.
And according to the police officer that we talked to, Sam, doesn't the road make a sharp turn to the right It basically is a
It's an
T.
S-curve. Yeah. It's an S-curve.
S-curve, yeah, that's better.
It veers right, and people go straight instead of turning right. But the reason they're going so fast, because Lynnwood's a 20-mile-an-hour road, but people are coming off of what is considered a highway onto Lynnwood, and it's a straight shot. There's no turn onto Lynnwood. And so they're going, well, in these two specific cases, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour. They come down that hill, which is pretty steep. Mm-hmm. They get to the bottom of it and realize, oh, there's a VFW over
there. Well, but the first one, yes, that ding-a-ling was in a police chase. He was fleeing at 100 miles an hour from police. The second one was a medical emergency of some sort, where the guy, whatever, collapses in the car. His foot is on the accelerator. He just started flying down that road unbeknownst to him and ended up in the building. So once they come up with a solution, we will let you know. In the meantime, drive the speed limit on that road, please.
Or don't run from police.
Or I mean, the medical emergency can't be helped, but come on.
A story here from ABC News. The brutal murder of a school teacher stabbed in the chest at a California high school in 1978 has finally been solved, according to authorities, with the DA's office now revealing the then 16-year-old killer confessed to a family member minutes after the murder.
Oh.
Diane Peterson was found stabbed to death at Branham High School in San Jose one day after school ended for the summer. And though they had suspects over the years, her murder was never solved. One of those suspects, Nikki Nickerson, has now been confirmed as the killer. Earlier this year, investigators learned that Nickerson had confessed to a family member that he was the one who committed the murder. Investigators met with the family member, who admitted to police that, yes, Nikki...
Shouldn't that family member be arrested?
They are not going to charge the family member.
Why?
They say, the DA said, and I quote, the relative did not participate in the killing and did not provide protection or assistance. They were just a witness. Now, what about Nikki Nickerson?
Don't tell me he's already dead.
Nickerson died by suicide in 1993.
Charge the relative.
Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.